brings us to agenda item number 18.
Good afternoon, and I'm smiling a little bit because this one's going to be very straightforward. So,
thank you.
That's good news. This is an industry request. It was introduced last month. This is not unusual for industry. In any year, we probably do this at least twice. And what it amounts to is our summer flounder industry has to align their marketing plan for buying flounder from offshore fisheries that comes into Virginia, and we're second highest in the amount that comes in compared to North Carolina. They have to get their marketing plans based on what other states are doing. We just recently learned that North Carolina is going to extend their season through the 5th of March. So our industry has come back and asked for the same thing that's already in the regulation as to when this season will start, which is the second Wednesday in March. And it just so happens that we don't have to change that at all. What does have to change, the industry wants to extend the time that they can maximize their profits on summer flounder, commercial summer flounder. And so for that reason, you'll see in your packet, if you turn back to on the emergency chapter where it has 7,500 pounds instead of 12,500. And in fact, that is the only change on page 4 of 8 at the top in item 3. So we advertise for a possible season opening date change. That won't occur. It's still second Wednesday in March, which is in the regulation. But the 12,500 pounds, the request is now 7,500 pounds. And so page 4 of 8, the staff recommendation is to approve this amendment to Chapter 4 VAC 26-2010, and that really is pretty straightforward. What's not straightforward is how difficult it is for staff to monitor this fishery. That continues. We're perpetually caught in a situation where when we get into this period, and any period, the amount of boats that are left that want to harvest usually outweighs the amount of quota that's left. And so we usually know how many trips are left that can be taken. But unfortunately, to make sure that we don't go over quota, it's really quite a feat. And I'm hoping at some point later on we can discuss with the commission and the Attorney General's office, the ability for the commissioner to be able to make a change that's in the regulation but allows authority for the commissioner to make a change. Specifically, what I'm saying is we've been caught to where the trip limit was 10,000 pounds. We knew we had a finite amount of quota left. We knew that there would be more boats out there than the quota would handle, yet we were powerless to make any change to lower that 10,000 pounds to 5,000 pounds. And usually it happens in between commission meetings. One time we were lucky it happened just a couple of days before. It's really a problem. And, you know, it's really something that I hope that you'll indulge staff in perhaps before we get to the next time we have to open a quarter. We went 300,000 pounds over in 2013. Part of that was due to the fact that we had North Carolina vessels coming here because Oregon Inlet was shoaled out. But nonetheless, part of it was also that this is a very difficult fishery to monitor its quota. So I wanted to at least mention that today. We'll have a full plan that we can bring the commission and go through what the possibilities might be for us to better accommodate the industry, but definitely not go over quota. So Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter pertaining to summer flounder, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.